Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. And can I throw a new category in there today for all of you that think you know what you're talking about and you have no idea? You know, those that strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel? You're the ones that I'm talking to right now. You need to get a grip on what's going on here, let me tell you. Folks, I wanted to cover a couple things, and I'll get back to the point that I'm making because I just noticed this on one of my live feeds here. But what I want you to check out is, did you just listen to what they said during the propaganda news feed here coming from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, that are good for nothing, Matthew 5:13, about Alejandro Mayorkas and not doing his job and how he's actually doing the opposite of what he's supposed to be doing? Doesn't that align itself with the children of lawlessness, the sons and daughters of Belial? Isn't that what Scripture teaches us? Yep. Aren't these the ones that put light for darkness and darkness for light and hate for love and love for hate and law for lawlessness and lawlessness for law? Yeah, in Isaiah 5:20, that's where it's found. Folks, the question I want to ask you really quick is, who's creating the problem? Just like every other scenario that you are listening to right now, who creates the chaos? The government does. Your said representatives. I said your said representatives, those that work for you, because America, these people are a reflection of what you tolerate in this country. This is how republics are destroyed, and we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. So it goes back to what Edmund Burke rightly said once again, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what is happening. The government creates the problem. Here's how it goes. The federal government allures the illegals into America to undermine who we are because we are the ones that are impeding a global order. I didn't say that. George Soros said that. So what do? The federal government, not working or representing the American people, commit an act of treason. Joe Biden, who did not get there by the vote of the American people, is planted inside of the people's White House. He does deals with the Mexican cartel to drive people from the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border. But he drives the people from the southern border over into America. At the same time, you have the governors throughout the United States of America creating something called sanctuary cities. Completely unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, if you want to call a law for what it is, this is lawlessness in the sense of violation and transgression of law, which is found in 1 John 3:4. Also, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, this is an act of treason. But isn't it interesting? So the federal government, the state governments, the mayors, the cities, they allure the illegals in on your welfare dollars. They steal your money, and then they illegally reallocate it to allure them into your country. And then they all stand back after they create the crime to blame some sodomite that's the head of an unconstitutional agency called the Department of Homeland Security, was labeled the American people as domestic terrorists. They've given us 72 definitions. Who created the problem? They create the problem, and then once they create the problem, what do? They come in behind it, and then they create a new order, okay? What are they doing in the process? They're undermining the Constitution. They're tearing down your constitutional republic by creating policy. Policy undermines constitutional law, people. You got to pay attention to what's going on. So what they're going to do is they're going to come back and they're going to try to say, well, we're going to bring resolve to the problems that we created. This is what dictators do. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. And in the process of doing that, is it going to be according to the Constitution, or is it going to be according to, as they tear down the U.S. Constitution, is it going to be now according to the Constitution of a global government that they mean to erect? Americans, that's exactly what's at play here. Pay attention, because the devil's always found in the details, and it's not hard to see him anymore. As a matter of fact, just pay attention to their fruit as well, Matthew 7:16 through 20, and also put that up against 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. America, we're in it. If you're waiting for the war to start, we're in the war. It's been started a long time ago. You're now a pawn on their board if you continuously let them move you into position as to where they mean to put you into position. That's called a slave. That is not a free man. That is not a free woman, Americans. Know the difference and make distinction. This morning, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I just happened to be at George Washington's house. And I want you to see this, and you can check this out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You want to call in. We are set up with Comrex right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to show you this as I'm teeing it up for the second segment here. It's interesting, as I was at George Washington's home this morning, I noticed that there was a writing on the wall by George Washington, and I want you to listen carefully as to what was written on the wall. I'd always hoped that this land might become a safe and agreeable asylum to the virtuous and to the persecuted part of mankind, to whatever nation that they might belong to. Isn't it interesting that he would use the word virtuous? Well, why is that so important? Because when you look at the definition of virtuous, it's quite interesting as to see what it defines out to be, friends. And what it defines out to be is morally good. Acting, yep, here it is again, Webster's 1828, morally good, acting in conformity to the moral law of God found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Practicing moral duties and abstaining from vice as a virtuous man. Oh, Americans, how far this country has fallen from the forefathers and what it is that they've established according to who we are, one nation under God. Truly, friends, it's embarrassing, and I'm ashamed as to what the American people are becoming. And we're going to address this in just a little bit. We're going to cover a plethora of topics, and then I'm going to get over to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Look back again. If you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. We're broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. We're going to be back in the saddle tomorrow. We have done, well, half the East Coast up to this point. We wanted to end up in Massachusetts, and we wanted to go deeper down towards the New York City area. And time was not allotted, but we have covered much while we've been here, preparing for the up-and-coming documentary. That's what we're doing here. In the process, we have tracked the whole coast as far as we have been. So there's a whole lot of people that got the gospel of Jesus Christ in the process. Luke 19:10. And if you want to throw Luke 19 in there, you can. But I wanted to let you know, if you want to call in concerning any of these topics, please do. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to this really quick, and I mean really quick, because there's a lot that I want to cover today. But this was written on the wall of George Washington's home. And it says, "I'd always hope that this land might become a safe and agreeable asylum to the virtuous and persecuted part of mankind, to whatever nation that might belong." Now, what's interesting is right next to that, I just posted this just a couple minutes ago before the show, and somebody right away, somebody that's completely desensitized, brainwashed, and dummy down, who needs to shut off their television, post George Washington wanted a dictatorial monarchy, and he had a Jewish handler. Oh, did he? Really? I said, I'm laughing. I'm still laughing. And I said, boy, are you ignorant. And that's what it is. It's not name-calling. They're ignorant. And I said, I'm seriously embarrassed for you. Where did you come up with that outside of what the revisionists and the propagandists have told you? That does a man that has a handler that wants a dictatorial monarchy, as you suggest, did he write stuff like this? Absolutely not. It's also interesting, going back in thought, Just a couple days ago, we were in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And in the process, we went to the Revolutionary War Museum, where they had George Washington's tent. And they do a whole little documentary series before you get to go ahead and view it, so on and so forth. It was cool, right? It was interesting that when George Washington saw fit to take his Continental Army and to deal with the powers that were tolerated by others, like the Tories, and the gist goes on, where the colonists didn't tolerate it. I'm talking about the 13 colonies and the 3% of the population and the 56 signers, along with those black robed regiments, the unsung heroes, what they didn't tolerate. But you know what's interesting is during that war, did you know that he led up that war? And did you also know George Washington, throughout the 8 years of that war alone, George Washington, I'm not praising the man, I'm praising the God in the man, okay? And it's noble what he did. But did you know that out of the 8 years concerning that War of Independence, did you know that he returned home only two times out of the 8 years? Do you know that George Washington endured all the hardships that his soldiers endured? So this is going back to the point that I always make concerning what we see today through the politicians and the military-industrial complex, those that create the wars. If you want to put an end to a war, send the politicians, because you know why they're sending your kids to go to the war in the first place. Remember what Henry Kissinger rightly said. He said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for political pawns, right? Well, that's not how this country started off, and it's one of those things that I continuously go back and forth with concerning the modern-day politicians and what our forefathers established. It's interesting, our rights come from the Word of God, and according to the Word of God, and what we see the modern-day politician do is they're trying to undo everything our forefathers gave us, called freedom that only God can give, and understanding your foundation. Folks, we receive our rights from God. We don't receive them from the generosity of the state, said Kennedy back in the 1960s, and he's exactly right. Read the Declaration of Independence. Our rights come from him, and those that serve we the people, according to the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So they do what we allow them to do and what we don't allow them to do. So, folks, this nonsense about all of our forefathers being one way is completely untrue. And the only people that are telling you that about our forefathers are those that are trying to deceive you into believing that they were just like them. Not even close. There's a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. Okay, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and take Enrico from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Enrico, are you calling from Missouri or are you calling from Michigan?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Okay, go for it. What's your comment or your question?
I just want to pass over the scripture for all these Trump supporters or unbelievers. It's from Isaiah. It's 45:7. I formed the light, and I create the darkness. I make peace, and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Amen, amen. And you're in Isaiah 45, my friend?
Yes. I picked up in my daily Bible reading, and I picked up, and I had to share it with you.
Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate it. As a matter of fact, Enrico, it used to be my favorite chapter for a long time as a baby Christian. I spent a lot of time in Isaiah 45, interestingly enough. Thank you for that reminder. We totally appreciate it. Speaking of which, let me take this line upon line, precept upon precept. And again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Isn't it interesting what our forefathers established and what the politicians of the day are trying to undo and establish in their place? Isn't it interesting how it is diametrically opposed? Isn't it interesting how it runs antithetical to the Word of God? What am I talking about? Did you see this? According to the People's Voice, the United Nations, who's responsible for the United Nations more than America? Nobody is. The United Nations report declares children can consent to sex with adults. Oh, my goodness. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks than to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Interesting. Luke chapter 17, verse 2. If you go to Exodus 20, two, it's also interesting that the Lord said, if you touch them at all, he said, I will kill you with the sword. Folks, these people mean to advocate what God clearly calls an abomination and what he demands that his people, are you listening to me, 86% of you hypocrites in America today? He demands his people to keep his commandments and his judgments according to his statutes in dealing with people like this. Isn't it interesting what they mean to advocate wasn't even thought of concerning our founding era? See, this is what America is tolerating. This is what the people on a worldwide basis are tolerating. They sit back and they watch these people in the halls of government advocate the unthinkable on a 24/7 basis. And what they love to do is they love to highlight the crimes of the bad guys, but I'm here to give you the answer. I'm here to tell you that this is felonious activity. I'm also here to tell you that many of these pedophiles, when they get to jail, they don't make it more than a week because the criminals in jail won't tolerate the crimes of those that prey on the children. But those in the halls of government that need to advocate what our laws clearly condemn, which is predicated upon common law, they sit back and they just go ahead and let it go. So they're doing whatever you let them get away with, America. And you said, well, Bradley, why so much condemnation? There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Isn't it the Lord that said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him? But if you go, that's 1 John 2:4. If you go over to John 14:21, what does it tell us? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and we will make our abode, and we will come unto him in the process of doing so. So those that hate the Lord, they don't keep his commandments. They're given over to a spirit of antichrist. They deceive themselves into believing that they're saved, when in fact there's nothing that can be further from the truth. He that saith that he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And remember, 1 John 2:6, and remember in John 8:46, it was Jesus that said, which one of you convinceth me of sin? So friends, what is it? Is sin the excuse? Is that the standard? Or do we follow the sinless one? Amen? And he says if we follow him and we keep his word, that he's faithful and just to do what? His blood, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins. What's happening today is unthinkable. Wanted to show you this really quick, too, before the heartbreak comes up on us. Did you see that the boy that thinks he's a girl, he's charged for planning a Maryland school shooting? He had just been previously released from psych facility, and he wrote a 129-page manifesto. Who's advocating this transgender, which does not exist? Put that up against Genesis 5:2. Who's advocating all of this lawlessness more than your corrupt representative?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. By the way, next week we're going to be in Arkansas, folks. We have 3 dates there. It's going to be a short week, but in the process we're going to be doing some city council meetings. So I think we got some others at a local church out there. I think they're going to make that a big deal. I'm excited about that one. And then we have one more event I'm quite unclear about. But if you'd like to know what we're doing and when we're doing it, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the schedule, and find out where we're going to be. We're also going to be in Florida at the end of May, doing an event with a couple people up there, Alex Newman, our friend from Florida over there as well. And we got more than that, folks. I mean, it's just, it's one thing after another. It's good. If we weren't doing it, once again, we'd be complaining that we weren't doing it. So it's better to be spent in the cause than to answer for what we left undone, right? That's for sure. Let me get back to this. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, also beforeitsnews.com, and go ahead and subscribe to those pages as well. But let me show you this. Let me get back to this really quick. I'm asking you the question in contrast to what our forefathers established. So our forefathers, this was unthinkable. And if you look in Scripture, it's very unthinkable. It's not even mentioned. But it's interesting that your government today is somehow allowed to have a free hand at not only trying to convince your kids, namely your boys to be girls and your girls to be boys, which is a crime within itself. It's a felony. It's interesting that they're also passing legislation somehow, God knows how. And what's interesting concerning that legislation, that they can steal away your kids if they want to be a boy when they're a girl. And if they're a girl and they want to be a boy, they can steal them away from their parents and transport them to a different state. I'm not even making this up, folks. It is going there, and it's going there again because the people are allowing them to do the things that they're doing today. Look at this. A trans student, no such thing, a confused, mentally ill individual is charged for planning a school shooting. He had just been previously released from a psych facility, and he wrote a 129-page manifesto of how he was going to do it. Isn't it also something that we should take note of? That calls for our attention concerning what happened there in Tennessee when a girl that wanted to be a boy, and she was just frustrated, so she decided to write a manifesto and go in a Christian school and kill as many kids as she possibly could. And isn't it interesting how the federal government has done their best, even up to the date in which we're speaking in the present, to hide her manifesto? Notice mass murderers, folks, they're looking for gun-free zones. Where, in fact, 94% of all crimes are committed. And, folks, instead of blaming the guns for the crime, it's time to start holding the politicians for convincing the people to remove the guns from defending themselves against such perpetrators and mass murders. It's time to start holding politicians accountable for the death of the innocent in these unconstitutional gun-free zones. Put that up against the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Also check out 1 Samuel 13:22, because that's what it's all aimed at in the end. Oh, speaking of all of this, you all well know, just this last week I did which one's worse, John Lindell or Mark Driscoll, both of them unanointed, unappointed, and if they are, I'll tell you what, they're blowing it at every given turn as becoming a reproach that they are. And it's interesting, I sent it out over the last 3 days, that article, and people just responded instantaneously. Which one's worse? They said both. That's exactly right. Did you know that John Lindell, we're finding out now that John Lindell had brought in a male stripper, and I knew this was here because I put it in my article. I knew it was here, and I just knew if we gave it a little time, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. So I just wanted to be a little patient, and in the process of that, I knew it was coming out. I already knew this to be the case, that this said male stripper that John Lindell had stripping for 3,000 people at his Christian conference who paid over $160 a ticket. Again, God knows how. I don't know how deceived people are, but I'm beginning to understand them more and more all the time. Because we're not supposed to put a price on the gospel. It's interesting that this man that he had come in to do the stripping on a stripper pole to open up his Christian conference is now being found out to be one of a male gay stripper. And I told you, you need to pull the curtain back on John Lindell as to why he had this male gay stripper strip on stage on a strip pole at a Christian conference in Missouri. Notice the age, notice the era, notice the age of John Lindell. He comes from the hippie era. And I told you, speaking of which, when you pull the curtain back on John, there's a lot more at play than this kid just happening to be there at the right time at his Christian conference. I mean, the guy pulled in a gay stripper to do the unthinkable. I just wanted you to see that for yourself. Just so you know, again, I seen right through this, right when I seen it. And what I'm talking about is I seen it right away with John Lindell pulling this guy in there in the first place. I knew he was a sodomite. I knew he was a stripper for sodomites and probably women as well, who had absolutely no business being in this church conference whatsoever. Folks, if this doesn't put guys out of business like Mark Driscoll and that of John Lindell, Then again, you need to understand that these said teachers that are heaped up to itch your itching ears, they're appointed as a judgment upon the people. They're only hastening this country into judgment. They need to repent, both of them, at least. John Lindell needs to be removed from the ministry. He has no business there. And Mark Driscoll needs to understand what the fear of the Lord is, not the fear of man. He needs to understand what it means to submit to God. Maybe he needs to take a couple lessons from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3. Or maybe he needs to take some lessons, scriptural lessons from Daniel when he's thrown in the lion's den and he refused to bend the knee. Or maybe Peter and Paul and all these others that refused to submit to man because they understood Acts 5:29 when they are the ones that tended by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost when they said, it's better to obey God than to obey man. Mark doesn't understand this yet, and he has no business in ministry whatsoever. Wanted to go back to this just to show you what's going on here. This guy, you go ahead and take him how you want to take him. He's not having his own program because he's an upright, moral guy. I don't like him. He's a filthy soul. He is planted there for the very purpose of demoralizing this country by making a joke out of everything. But it's being reported by the Gateway Pundit that Bill Maher exposes Hollywood pedophile culture in fiery on-air segment. Well, let me tell you this. It wasn't fiery. I believe what was behind his intent was to the degree that he could take it in a serious mode. But everything that he said about Hollywood in the pedophile culture, he made a joke out of it. He made light out of it. Well, it's a good thing, Billy, it wasn't your kid that was violated, right? Because I highly doubt if that was the case, you'd be making light out of the crimes that were committed against your kids. And I'm here to tell you, the Lord will not tolerate this. Maybe it's the hypocrites in the professed church in America, the children of the apostates, well, but we all know now that they're a representation of their own creation. Because they're not submitted to the Lord God of Israel. They are submitted, and I'm talking about the God of Israel, and I'm talking about the Israel of God. Israel is God's people, folks, and I'm going to get to that in a moment as well. But the point is, friends, what men tolerate, the Lord will not. And if men fail to judge it, men will stand back on that day when the Lord intervenes to judge those that stood by as those that were accomplices to the crimes. And he will make sure that man understands it's better for them to uphold his judgments in keeping his commandments and his statutes than for the Lord to intervene, because when he comes in fire and in hail. Read Genesis 18. I'll tell you what, the Lord could not find one righteous to stand up for Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's also interesting to note that God had to judge what man failed to judge. And at the end of the day, man wished he would obey the Lord when he had the time to obey the Lord, but he failed in doing so. So we have the history books that we might not learn from the past in such a fashion that Sodom and Gomorrah did. We would all do well, friends, to stand together and hold these pedophiles accountable towards their crimes against these children. And Bill Maher, he seems to make light of it. He thinks it's funny. It's not funny. These said conservatives of the day can go ahead and label it all they want to concerning his expose on Hollywood pedophiles and his fiery on-air segment. It was not fiery in any sense of the word. He was making a joke out of everything and anything that he possibly could. Now, I want to tee this up really quick before this next hard break. Remember when we talked about this about a week ago? The secular state of Israel has become a golden calf worship and many evangelical churches. You remember how we covered that? Isn't it interesting that people, I had a phone call yesterday from people that were saying, I'm sorry, a phone call from a friend of mine where he received an email from somebody that said, Bradley Dean doesn't support Israel. Okay, where did they come up with that? I have no idea. The point that I'm making now and the point that I've always made is, make distinction as to who you're supporting, nothing more and nothing less. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com
as well. Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I posted this yesterday, or a couple, on the 16th. So that was that was 6 days ago I posted this, okay? And what's interesting about it is I posted the secular, that means without God, State of Israel has become a golden calf worshipped in many evangelical churches, okay? So that's what I posted. And I know what I'm dealing with already. Hey, folks, it's safe to say 99% of what I see in the professed church in America, it's a lack of Christianity. They don't know the word. They've never understood John 7:17 when Jesus said, you must know my concerning my doctrine. No, these are the people, and I say this all the time, the 94% that say they don't believe the media that follows in close pursuit of the media that they say they don't believe in. So when I posted that, the first thing somebody said was, Hitler would be proud of this post. Okay, and here's the mainstream media. Israel is God's chosen people. That's right, the people. And the land belongs to the Jewish people. Okay, our Bible was written by Jews. God deals with unbelief in his time, and I'll never stop supporting and praying for them. So again, then I go down to the next comment. No, not worshipped in evangelical churches. Oh, yeah, it is. blindly. And I put this in the face of a piece when I posted this. I played a video for all of those online to see that said legislators in the land of Israel, the modern-day version of the land of Israel today, not understanding it's the people, not the land, that they're calling for legislation right now that basically throws a person into prison for 1 to 2 years for bringing up the name of Jesus Christ in that land. These are all these negative comments aimed at me. Again, I'm not even addressing what they're aiming at me. They all profess to be Christians. I can honestly, I see why people laugh at these hypocrites, because they have no idea what they're talking about. Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm talking about making distinction concerning those that you're supporting, because not all of those that call themselves Israel are Israel. Isn't that what the Bible tells us in Romans 9:6? Here, let me say it again. Isn't that what the Bible says in Romans 9:6? For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Hey, folks, it's like the professors in America. You can go ahead and call yourself a Christian all day, but the minute I try to have a conversation concerning the word, you're lost. That's a lack of Christianity. And just because you call yourself the children of God doesn't make it so. Ask Jesus. I get irritated when people take me out of context. Make distinction. Here, let me say this. John 3:6, what does it say? That which is born of the flesh is the flesh, Ishmael, and that which is born of the spirit, the promise, Isaac, is spirit. Oh, boy, Bradley, you're making distinction. I never even thought about that before. You know, I was just posting stuff about supporting Israel blindly no matter what. Well, let me ask you this. Did God judge Israel and the people, his chosen people, over and over and over again? Well, let me ask you something. Was he supporting what you're supporting? Nope. He judged what you're supporting. He judged what you're supporting. And again, most people don't know that because they don't take the time to make distinction. I can be in a room with 100 people that call themselves Christians. Oh, folks, within a week, I can tell you who the real ones are. And I'm talking about spending time with them throughout that week. How do you know? By the fruit that they bear. The way we're supposed to judge all people. And it's really sickening. Here, listen to this one. Revelation 3:9, I'm saying, make distinction. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and they are not. That's what Jesus said. So just because they say they're Jews, Jesus is saying, it doesn't mean just because they say they're Jews that they are. But he said they lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved you. Whoa, I never even thought about that. No, I know. That's why I'm doing the show today. My point is, make distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous. Okay? Because Jesus did. Listen to this one. Romans 2:28-29. What does it say? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is inward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So what did I do? After, I mean, folks, that's my sword. I use the word of God, right? And so what I did is I posted this because yesterday I got a phone call from one of my friends and had said to me, it's my understanding you don't support Israel. I said, who told you that? And I said, furthermore, if a person has a problem with me, according to Matthew 18, isn't that person supposed to come to me? Okay, so they already failed the test. They're not Christians. They're gossips. And I said back to my friend, I said, of course I stand 100% with the Israel of God. His children, I'm making distinction. I said the Israel of God. His children, I said, make distinction. That's all I said. Oh, Bradley, why do you hate the Jews? And, oh, you know, Hitler would be so proud of what you wrote. No, you know, the fact of the matter is I'm not going to bear your ignorant reproach. I am truly, truly embarrassed for these people. They just jump behind anything and everything that the mainstream media that they don't believe in promotes. Oh, they do. And I'll tell you another reason they're getting support from this is because Donald Trump is showing his allegiance to that of Israel. And also consider Netanyahu, and also consider how he was impeached, also consider why he was impeached, also consider what they have been doing in that land since 1948, promoting what God condemns. Okay? So the Lord knows who his children are, and those that claim to be his children, who are not at all his children, that the people in America stand behind, regardless if they're promoting something God condemns or not. Again, I'm truly embarrassed for these people. And I don't know how else to say it. I mean, aren't we, the church, supposed to teach people the difference between that which is right and that which is wrong? That which is lawful and that which is unlawful? Well, of course, Ezekiel 44:23 comes into play. What about 2 Corinthians 6:17? What did the Lord say? He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. And when you look at that and you go to 2 Corinthians 6:14, what does it say, folks? Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers just because they call themselves believers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Hey, folks, the American evangelicals today, they support it all. They make no distinction. But yet again, Jesus did. Isn't that interesting? Jesus did. Look at Matthew 25, where he separated the sheep from the goat. Look at Matthew 7, going backwards on this point. But isn't it interesting? He said, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. There it is. There it is right there. Are they upholding and magnifying what Christ magnified, or are they tearing it down? If they're tearing it down, they don't belong to the Lord. They're condemned of the Lord, folks, regardless if you want to support them or not. You're in line with these people, and you are just as guilty of supporting them in their wicked, abominable deeds as the ones committing it. And that's what I see. Also take the time to see what Jesus said in John 8:34-44. Also consider what spirit's at play concerning the legislators in the land of Israel today, where they're trying to condemn a man for 1 to 2 years in prison for naming the name of Jesus Christ. That's the same spirit that said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. John 19:15. When you get a moment, read John 8:31-44, because the Lord makes it distinct as a man can make it distinct. And it doesn't come from a better source than the Son of Man, the Son of God, than Jesus Christ himself. John 8:31-44. Again, John 8:31-44. And folks, my point again is, make distinction. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Make distinction as those that you support and those that you partake with. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day in 23.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.